Zero, or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to RonnieTheTaxLady.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been uniquely silent today, a big news day, but I didn't want the day to go by without taking a look at what's going to happen tonight. I know another one of those crazy 6:30 p.m. starts. Game 4, Golden Knights, Winnipeg Jets. What an amazing game on Saturday.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a quick game. It was an early start, and you got to figure that the Golden Knights were thinking, all right, we're up by 3 goals. We've only got just a period to go. And lo and behold, they end up going into overtime, and they skate around for 20 minutes with no score. They go to double overtime. And finally, they win 5-4. So it's good to get that win. They lead 2-1 in the best of 7 series. And game 4 is going to be tonight, as you mentioned, at 6:30. It's in Winnipeg, so don't hang out around T-Mobile Arena tonight. But
you'll be really disappointed.
Yeah, you really will be. But game 5 will be there on Thursday. We don't know the exact time yet. The NHL has to work that out and look at the other games and kind of figure which is the best for that time slot. But, you know, going into double overtime, you have to ask yourself, Kevin, are the players going to be tired? Are they gassed? And my answer would be, accentuating the positive, they had an early game on Saturday and they play a late game today. So when you factor all that in, maybe they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah. This is going to be fascinating. I would love to have been in the room, in the locker room, between periods when things were starting to fall apart. And, you know, after the first overtime and, you know, going into the second overtime, I would love to have heard the by-play, in particular from the veteran players.
Right. The big disadvantage, I think, for the Jets now is they lost their star player, Josh Morrissey, for the remainder of the series.
Best player on the team.
Right. And all we know is it's a lower body injury, because in the NFL, they don't have to be specific about it, whether it's an ankle or a foot or a knee or whatever, but it's a lower body injury. And he's going to be missing the rest of the series, which from a Vegas perspective, hopefully, it's only going to be 2 more games.
Well, and Winnipeg, to their credit, played almost the entire game with 5D. Obviously, now they'll replace Morrissey with another D. But I bet you it won't be quite as good. 6:30 for the start time for the Vegas Golden Knights, Winnipeg Jets, game 4 of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I just get so geeked at this time of year.
Going to be fun.
I absolutely love it. Stick around. Coming up, I can't wait to see what Wayne Allen Root has to say about what went on at CNN and Fox today. Wow. Is this media censorship or something different? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd district. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Foreign governments have airlifted hundreds of diplomats and other citizens out of Sudan, and several have said more evacuations are possible if security conditions allow. Meanwhile, many Sudanese are desperately seeking ways to escape the chaos that has engulfed their country as two rival generals fight for control. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network the war in Sudan will likely have a ripple effect on the African continent.
The struggle in Sudan could have an impact on Chad to the west, Egypt to the north, and Ethiopia, which is already reeling from its own internal struggles, to the east.
Despite the evacuations and a truce called for by a Muslim holiday, the army and the rival paramilitary force continued to clash Monday in Khartoum. China policy expert Elbridge Colby says it's imperative the U.S. understand and prepare for the threat of war with China.
The issues are so here and now. We're a sense in the window of vulnerability. I'm not saying that China's going to invade Taiwan tomorrow, though it's not impossible. But in terms of the levers that we have to pull, they're all right now, if not yesterday.
Colby says the goal should be to avoid a war with China by projecting strength enough to deter an attack on Taiwan. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Fox News has agreed to part ways with Tucker Carlson less than a week after settling a lawsuit over the network's 2020 election reporting. And longtime CNN host Don Lemon is out at that cable news network a little over 2 months after apologizing to viewers for on-air comments about women over 40, and in particular, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq dropped 35. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Kelly and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFF Greens.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, now that the Oakland A's have entered into a binding purchase agreement for the land just west of the Las Vegas Strip where a Major League ballpark can be built, the team is now asking for $500 million in public funding to help build that new stadium. Jeremy Aguirre with Applied Analysis is working with the Major League Baseball Club on its funding plan. He says the money would be generated by the creation of a special tax district around the planned stadium site. That's Tropicana at Dean Martin Drive. A's officials say they have an agreement to buy the 49-acre site from Red Rock Resorts should the financing plan gain the approval of state lawmakers. Giro says the deal has to work out for everyone concerned, Clark County, the state, and the A's. He tells the Review Journal he thinks they are close to an agreement. Team officials say they want to build a $1.5 billion retractable roof stadium, which would seat at least 30,000 people. They hope to have that stadium ready to play ball in 2027. After years of low sales, losses, and failed turnaround attempts, Bed Bath & Beyond has filed for bankruptcy. For now, the company's 360 stores and websites are open for business. But store officials say they expect to close them all by the end of June.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, you know, it's tough to get through that construction project on Interstate 15 northbound. Once you get past Allegiant Stadium there, it's pretty much bumper to bumper. It's all due to that Tropicana construction zone.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
What an amazing news day. We are about an hour away from a possible ceasefire in the Sudan. We've got Tucker Carlson out at Fox. Don Lemon is out at CNN. All kinds of allegations. LA Times reporting that Tucker Carlson was the subject of a sexual harassment case that is currently ongoing. It's going to get crazier and crazier. We're going to try and sort it out with Wayne Allen Root coming up at 2:30. So stick around. I bet you he'll have something to say about that. First, though, how many of the Biden crime family members are implicated in what's going on there in front of the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, for that matter, with Jim Jordan? James Comer was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures. And that's kind of the question is, you know, how deep does this thing go? How many Biden family members are going to be a part of this thing? This was James Comer yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Well, right now we have 9, but I believe in the end that number will be at least 12. I mean, this was the Biden family influence peddling scheme. And, you know, when people say, well, they were involved in ventures around the world, I haven't found a legitimate business on the Biden end. Maria. I found legitimate businesses that were paying the LLCs that were then turning around and laundering the money back to the Bidens. But I haven't found any legitimate business dealings on the Biden end. It looks like if there was a legitimate business dealing in any of these LLCs, it was influence peddling. And, you know, if you want to get technical and if you want to get to a legal term, that's called being a foreign agent. They weren't registered as a foreign agent, and I'm sure the ethics laws would prevent immediate family members of high-ranking government officials from being foreign agents. Either way, this is bad. There are more laws that appear to me that have been broken than just tax evasion, and there are a lot more Bidens involved than just the president's son and his brother.
Wow. So the lawyers for Hunter Biden meeting with the DOJ this upcoming week, do you expect Hunter Biden to get indicted? Do you expect other family members to have a target on their back or not? Or will this DOJ just ignore it all?
Well, they're in a pickle here, especially now with the IRS whistleblower. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason why Hunter Biden shouldn't have been indicted years ago, even before the last presidential election. But one of the challenges that I've learned that the Department of J, if there are any legitimate, serious people left in the DOJ that are really trying to do the right thing, is what do you do with this many family members of the president? I mean, there's not going to be anybody left for a Christmas picture if the DOJ did their job and went in there and indicted everyone that has any type of fingerprints involved in this influence peddling scheme. I mean, it's the entire family.
This is what I don't understand, though. You've got all this evidence. Why not issue referrals to the Department of Justice and then make them ignore it? That's unfortunately what I just don't get. The other thing I don't get is when is the House Judiciary Committee, when is the House Oversight Committee going to start issuing subpoenas? And I'm not talking about document subpoenas. I'm talking about live bodies. Hunter Biden, Bo Biden's widow, all of these people that are implicated, when are they going to be called before the House Oversight or House Judiciary Committee? Because what has happened here is clearly we've got people that have broken the law, or at the very least have skirted the law. And we may get information on others that are implicated. If originally it was 9 and now it might be 12, how many beyond 12? I mean, the Bidens have a lot of family members. I mean, this is almost like the mafia, only worse. These are people who are connected to, quote, the big guy, and have been connected for 20, 30, 40 years of so-called public service. There's something really wrong here. There's something really wrong. Anyway, more on that coming up. Also, more on the Biden crime family. We'll bring it to you as soon as it comes in. But it seems like there's always something, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. Kevin McCarthy was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, and I want you to hear this because this was cut two. Kevin McCarthy was on, the Speaker of the House, you know, because the president has said that this is just wacko what's going on. The MAGA Republicans are wackos. So that somehow we're wackos. Are we wackos, or do we just want truth, justice, and the American way? Kevin McCarthy was on Sunday Morning Futures. This is cut two yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Well, you heard the president. He called you MAGA Republican extremism. He said these ideas are wacko. Did you threaten to allow the nation to default?
No, we're the only ones in Washington that are actually putting a responsible plan out that will raise the debt limit. Think about it. For more than 80 days, it's been since I sat down with the president on February 1st to negotiate, to work through this, and he's ignored it. But I'm beginning to wonder about his thoughts. Think about what he's saying. when we say limit, save, and grow, when we limit the future spending of Congress, that's an idea by Senator Manchin to go at 1%. We're saying to save people's money to go back what we were spending just 4 months ago. What we're also saying is claw back that COVID money that was appropriated but sat there for 2 years and wasn't used. He actually signed the law that says the pandemic's over. Then when we talk about work requirements, Senator Biden voted for him. And just a couple weeks ago, when the Democrats had a very large victory in Wisconsin, they won the state Supreme Court, they passed work requirements on welfare by 82%. So does he consider his own party wacko and MAGA as well? I'm beginning to wonder about the words that he says and the thoughts that he's using, because the idea that he won't even negotiate for more than 80 days, he is now putting the country in default. We're the only ones being responsible and sensible about this.
Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House. Now, One thing I want to play for you before we go to break, because it's becoming more and more apparent that even Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for president. We always promise to bring you the best of the Sunday shows. And one of the best from the Sunday shows yesterday from Fox News Sunday was Debbie Dingell on the whole issue. And this is cut three, by the way. Should Biden run in 2024? Listen to this.
Listen, when we talk about approval ratings by an average of 11 points, the president is underwater there. We've got polling out of key early states like New Hampshire, where half of the Democratic primary voters there say don't run. The AP, 73% of people say they don't want him to run again. How worried are you about a potential lack of enthusiasm on the 24 election for this president? And should he give someone else a chance?
I'm not worried at all. You will remember who you were talking to. I'm someone that does not believe in polls. They're a snapshot in time. I told all of you in 2016 that I thought Donald Trump could win, and then that Donald Trump was going to win. And even on election night, I was debating whether he was going to win on headlines, and I was right. So, you know, when I'm out there, I'm talking to people, and I'm in communities. And you don't know who he's going to be running against. In the Midwest, people think Joe Biden understands their challenges. They think that he's someone that cares. And when we are in the midst of a campaign, I think you will see strong enthusiasm and passion for the outcome of the election next year.
So one of the things he's got to deal with here domestically, we were just talking about, is the debt ceiling. And he had said absolutely no negotiations over that. And then there was a conversation about, well, we need to see the House GOP budget. He's got that now from the Speaker laying out a plan. Senator Joe Manchin says it's time to get moving. Here's what he says.
You should be able to respectfully disagree and sit down and talk about your differences. My difference is this. I believe that we have to get our finances in control and under control, and our debt, you know. If you can't manage your debt, you're in serious problems, and ours is going out of control.
You have also said this has got to start progressing. What's your message for the White House this morning?
So I have two messages here. I want to be very clear that raising the debt ceiling is a separate discussion from spending. It is making sure that we pay our bills. We did it three times during the Trump administration, and both President Trump and President Reagan said you should not play games with raising the debt ceiling, honoring our bills. It hurts us internationally with where we are now. So let me be clear. We need to pay our bills. We need to honor them. And if we were into any way, shape, or form default on our spending, our working men and women across the country would have immediate consequences of increased credit card bills, auto payments, mortgage payments, etc. Do I think that people should sit down? Anybody who knows me, so let's get the debt ceiling done. Let's not play games. We shouldn't be doing it, and it's already hurting into what's going to happen to our economy, threatening, etc. Do I think that we should all be talking about how do we cut our spending? I'm always somebody that says sit down at the table, talk to each other, listen to each other.
That's Debbie Dingell, Congresswoman from Michigan. And she says, everybody's right. Joe Biden's right. Everybody's right. Kevin McCarthy, he's right. I mean, these people don't know what they're talking about. Stay where you are. More to do. Don't forget Wayne Allyn Root coming up bottom of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, tomorrow I leave for what's going to be three very interesting days down along the southern border with Mexico, and I'm gonna learn a lot, and I'll bring back a lot of knowledge of what's going on, because I'll be talking directly with Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, NGOs, non-governmental